This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What we really fear more than anything is that storm surge. We are about to get our own version of what hell looks like over the next 24 hours. Between the wind and the rain and the destruction and the power outage, what we really fear more than anything is that storm surge.
That's Bob Buckhorn, my pal, the mayor of Tampa. You've heard him on the show many, many times. I love Bob Buckhorn. Why? Because he realizes what exactly is going to hit his city and is hitting it now, and what has to be done. As he said, it'll be like a punch in the face. That's what Irma has been to so many people in the state of Florida. Mass power outages, part of the story. 7 million people without power as Irma slammed into the Florida coast. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America, tonight. We are going wall to wall with coverage of what is happening in this hurricane and how it is devastating many, many lives and how others are stepping around a catastrophic situation because of where Irma decided to fall. As I said, one of the big stories is, and I think one that will affect so many people in Florida for a while, because imagine trying to get the power back on, and some of this is all that aftermath stuff, but 7 million people without power, what does that mean? It means they're in the dark. It means my family called me hours and hours ago to say that here goes the power. And then I had other friends, and they were in Tampa. I had other friends in Sarasota that said, well, here goes the power. So one by one, like dominoes, the power started to fall for the people in my life. And that is so incredibly serious when you think of how reliant, of course, we are on power and what the grid is. Think of the electricity in Florida, just in general, for whoever is affected by this. And as I mentioned, when you say 7 million people, that is a heck of a lot of people. So we're talking about, you know, the company serving about 5 million accounts and saying that 10 million people in 35 different counties, they expect about 3.4 million customer accounts, because some of them, of course, are corporate accounts. They just know that they're down. They've been working during the storm where they can to restore the power, and they have restored some of it, but a lot of it they just can't get to at this point. And some of the areas that have been battered, like Irma already battered the Keys. You had hurricane winds that went to 80 miles an hour at some points from the storm's eye. Tropical storm force winds up to 220 miles from the eye, if you think about that, which is shocking, isn't it? I've spent a lot of time in Miami, and to think of what happened in downtown Miami, it was that surge that washed back in, the 5 feet that came flying back into downtown. You could have taken a boat right through the middle of it. Now, the greatest storm surge, and the one that personally affects me and so many members of my family, is expected on the Gulf Coast. Surges, they say, maybe up to 15 feet. A short while ago, I was going back and forth via email with someone in the state who was telling me, if you look at the inches of rain, but if you look at that and then you compare it to what the surge and how it could bounce back in, and now what has happened, the fear is anywhere from 8 feet to even 15 feet. And it's a tough time in the middle of this, because as it's hitting Tampa and Clearwater and all those areas, they don't know what that surge is going to be like. They have no idea. The craziest thing that happens, it's this calm before the epic storm hits, because yes, they've had the rain and the high wind and the power go out, but it also created an eerie beach-like surface, for example, in Tampa Bay at parts of a place called Bayshore Drive. It's beautiful. Picture this in your mind. You're going toward this shiny sort of city in the south surrounded by water. To me, that's what Tampa is, having spent so much time there. And you're along this beautiful area called Bayshore Drive, where you look over to your right out of your car and you see this, the bay. You see Tampa Bay. And I've kayaked in it. I've certainly boated down it. And many of you know, when you've been in a bay area, what that's like, how it collects the water. And that water sucked out of giant chunks of the bay. And what it meant was, some people in the middle of the storm, when the storm was just a little bit of rain, jumped out into the bay, jumped over the rail, went down into the bay where they would have been buried by water normally, and walked like a sandbar, much like you see in some areas where you get a sandbar. That's what it looks like. And then that sandbar, what will happen is the water will surge back in, and no way to know the exact amount of water we're talking about. That's why when they talk about the surges, as accurate as they can be, they can't be that accurate, because there's no way you can visualize what I'm telling you. But think of the water being sucked all the way out like through a straw and then pushing it all the way back in, and it could be up to 15 feet. And that is the scary thing with those low-lying areas. And that is the most deadly part of this hurricane for these people who are in the wake of this. Some of them, in the scary part, like the mayor, worried about is people getting this false sense of security and figuring they're running out, they're taking pictures, and even in the dark, feeling like it's okay. But once this sucker hits and the surge comes back in, where are they and how are they dealing with this massive amount of flooding, and without the knowledge even of how much water we're talking about? There's a big difference between 5 feet and 12 feet and 15 feet, what that means. What it means is houses floating. If you're talking about 15 feet of water, you're talking about houses getting knocked off of their moorings and floating, basically. If you're talking about 5 feet, you could be talking about houses that have a lot of water around them but don't even have any flooding inside, just depending on the setup of the house and maybe a first level, or if you've got two levels. So it's the craziest thing to watch this unfold. It's been a waiting game for the entire week plus, where the fear initially was for the East Coast and how the East Coast was going to be rocked. But then ultimately what happened is the wicked turn to the West. And now the people in Fort Myers, the people in Marco Island, the people in Sarasota, in Tampa, I mean, you name the place on the West Coast where they were thinking earlier in the week, and certainly not wishing that the hurricane would slap the people on the East Coast, but thinking as they watched the track of the storm that they would get some serious rain, perhaps, of course, and get the winds, but not get the surges, not get the brunt of this. But the opposite has happened. Now there's massive reaction. We're going to let you hear some of that. Plus, I've gotten a ton of emails from many of you who tried to get to me for fear that the power would go out. If you want to share something on the air, you certainly can do that at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Back in a flash.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one seller. best-selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
That's probably the hardest decision I made in 28 years of law enforcement. You know, it's against the grain of the cops to cut and run. And we're staging now, and we're going to hope that the storm passes, and we're going to be ready to protect people and serve like we always do.
All right, that's Interim Tampa Police Chief Brian Dugan. And as you said, they have to duck away from this. That was one of the orders of Bob Buckhorn, the mayor of Tampa. Because, look, they know they can't go in. The city of Tampa staged, you know, has staged throughout the city hundreds of barriers to mark roads with deep water to avoid motorists getting stranded. Because some people, some idiots, will go out, no offense, and try to think that they're okay and go through the water. And, look, they issued a 6 o'clock curfew and said, you will die if you, and Buckhorn said this too, you will die if you're not careful. This is why he's one of my favorite politicians, and I've spent some time with him, because he really takes this seriously, and he doesn't want to see people hurt. And he says, if you're in the low-lying areas, if you don't evacuate, you might be fished out in a body bag. I mean, he really was that blunt about it. Even days ago, he had his first press conference, one of them, was on Wednesday ahead of any of these effects. You just heard actual footage of what it sounds like. And he said days and days ago that, listen, if you don't take it seriously, that's exactly what happens. And this is what I like. He said, we tend to get amnesia as a lifelong Floridian for Buckhorn. He says, we tend to get amnesia about hurricanes, and this isn't one to mess around with. And he really pushed, if you were in a low-lying spot and flood zones in those areas, those flood zones, evacuate. Avoid the congestions on the roads. Just get out, whatever. He wasn't telling people where to go, what to do. Get to the higher ground or go wherever you were going to go. But just that, listen, we know that we get fatigued with the hurricanes, but this is the real deal. And even if it seems like, and they said this midweek, because a lot of people in Tampa and in the St. Pete area, and in Clearwater, really thought not that they wanted it, as I mentioned, but that it was tracking east and it was not going to hit them this way. Now they're at ground zero, and it's too late as I am speaking. The brunt of this will happen in just a few hours. And the again, what is so tricky is this storm surge. And even what I got from Tampa Electric in a check with them and sent this out to the media, and I made sure I got on the list, they're telling people not to use gas-powered generators. This is for anyone in the state. Indoors, of course, it seems obvious, but people get desperate because they can generate carbon monoxide. So what they tried to do is they brought more workers in, over 1,000, from outside the state to assist with all the power restoration because they know they're getting these outages and they can only do so much. And as I mentioned, it's bracing for the surge, the unknown, though, of what is it, how much is it going to be, because there's a big difference between 5 feet and ultimately 15 feet. Right? Let's face it. In the meantime, let me give you some other details on the storm. The shoreline, and I mentioned that people were jumping in and they were, before the surge came back, and you could see the shoreline was, it was like the water had been, you know, sucked out, and that's Tampa Bay. Hours before it hits, the water is sucked out of Tampa Bay. So people were taking photographs and running around and all that sort of thing on an area that they never would have been on because it would be filled with water. So what happens is, and someone asked me, Jack asked me to explain this, Jack listening to us in Indianapolis, who says, Godspeed to all the people of Florida and to your family, Kate, as I know you are close to them in Tampa and have many friends you are close to in that Tampa area, too, and that is true in Sarasota. And as the explanation goes, like in Tampa, for example, you have winds in Tampa blowing from the northeast to the southwest, the same, you know, positioning, really, of the bay. The winds are strong enough and blowing in the right direction to push the water out of the bay and into the Gulf of Mexico. All of that force from the wind is pushing the water out of the bay and into the Gulf. So it really has to do with where the storm is. And when the water comes back to the shore, you don't know. We do know that probably at the least is 5 feet, could be 8, could be more than that. It would be great if it was anywhere in that 5 range compared to what the, you know, really honestly what the worst would be, which is at the cusp of Fort Myers, because they were talking about 10 feet there with the receding shorelines. And it's, I mean, really where Irma's already struck, Key Largo, Fort Myers, the Florida Panhandle. A Fort Myers construction worker, I heard him on the tube earlier today, saying that the water receded to way past the end of Fort Myers Beach Pier off of Times Square. I've spent a lot of time there, beautiful beaches. I know exactly where he's talking about. And what was really eerie, and this happened also on Davis Island, is the canals completely in some areas emptied out. The bay emptied out, and hours and hours and hours, and the water's down. And then that means it's a very crazy thing. It means that water flies back in. The water, it's bone dry. And then the water comes flying back in. That's why it's called the storm surge. And it's just absolutely insane. If we go back to the front end of this, when Hurricane Irma slammed into the Florida Keys on Sunday morning as a Cat 4 storm, it snapped trees, of course. It filled waterfront streets with surging seawater. It knocked out power. We talked about the power already across the state. Winds, in some cases, 130 miles an hour, devastating the Keys, devastating low-lying sandy areas at the southern tip of Florida. The storm's eye crossed the chain 20 miles from Key West, went over the Big Pine. If you're not familiar with the area, I mean, just in your mind, picture the Keys and where that would be pushed back. And, of course, they tried to send in air relief with emergency supplies and, you know, do whatever they could, try to open the two airports. That's a key priority for them there, and get in C-310 cargo planes, which are very, very big. They say it's a humanitarian crisis. And they told people you have to boil or treat drinking water. If you've got nothing, you've got to be able to do that. And, of course, the storm debris was everywhere, and that becomes hazardous because of what can hit you. Sunken boats, loose boats, buoys, markers, you name it. And that's what the scoop is. And, of course, Key West is a popular tourist destination. It draws a lot of people to that area. And Americans mostly make up the bulk of the 2.5 million visitors every year. But there are others that go there. I know there's a big contingent of Brits that will travel down to Key West, and Canadians, and you'll get others too as well. And half of the Keys economy, of course, depends directly on tourism. $2.7 billion industry is what they've pegged it at Key West. It is definitely reliant on tourism. So the highest point, Key West's highest point, is just 18 feet above sea level. So Irma is on the prowl, and it's a brutal storm. In fact, they were smart about the Keys. The tourists were ordered out of the Keys midweek, and then the people who live there, followed by the people who live there. And all you have to do is look at the destruction in the Caribbean to get a real sense of the damage that this storm has caused. Cubans and buildings collapsing in Havana. And at that point, Cat 3, 124-mile-an-hour or so winds. St. Martin Island devastated by Irma. Hard, hard hit. St. Bart's, 11 people have died. They think maybe even more. And it's just wicked water everywhere you look. Oh, and I mentioned Havana. Havana just trashed by Irma. Just trashed. Rescue workers climbing around all over the place. Live wires, poles down. Brutal, brutal winds. People looking like they were swimming or wading in the flooded streets, just trying to get somewhere to higher ground. Imagine those damaged boats and buildings. Oh. All right, just scratched the surface. We come back much more on the devastating effects of Irma, what's next, what's happened already, all of that. Plus, I'm going to dive into the mailbag, too, as well, as so many people reached out to me in that direction. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In a few moments, we're going to go to the mailbag as we got a ton of mail coming in throughout the weekend about people dealing with Irma and what they thought was going to happen and then what actually happened. And I'll tell you what, some of the areas that were completely just slammed. I'll tell you what, bam, Sarasota, a lot of people wondering about Sarasota. And what I can tell you about Sarasota is that the impact, and they're still waiting for more impact, but the eye of Irma passing through Sarasota, some people sent me some videos that were eerie, just flat out eerie. You had shelters that were filled to the brim. 17,000 people in Sarasota are in shelters, and winds reaching 100 miles an hour. Sarasota took it hard, signs flying everywhere. And really brutal, brutal weather. And just riding out the storm. I mean, this is what it's about. It's about riding out the storm. Cracked windows, people who are huddled in closets in Fort Myers and in Sarasota because of the high winds and the eye passing through. What does that mean? What was it like? The answer to that is it was hellish is what it was. And that's how it was been described by most people because You know, this isn't an area where you just had some trash cans blowing down the street or you had a couple of trees that bent over. It was much, much worse than that. And, of course, in Sarasota, the power went out as well hours and hours and hours ago. And so many of you wrote to us from the great state of Florida, and, of course, many of the people in Sarasota did as well. I mean, specifically Sarasota. So let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one is from Joe. He says, Kate, I'm listening to you and have listened to you on WSRQ in Sarasota. You talk about it a lot and about being in Florida. I'll tell you what, it was really scary moments, and I was almost regretting staying, but I had some backup generators. I had some ways to get power, and it's eerie when your house feels like it's cracking in half. And I don't know if you know what that feeling is like, if you've ever been in that kind of situation, but it's not about the creaks. It's about everything else in between, and it just scares you beyond all belief. I can see why those people in Houston ended up on roofs because of the water coming in and snapping their homes. And I think pretty much that's what you get. That's what happens. And that's what we are feeling and have felt here. I've talked to some of my neighbors. They had cracked out windows. I've also talked to people just down the street from us, and they talk about how horrific it is of what's happened in their neighborhood, just a couple of streets over. A lot of damage, some overturned cars, water like you have never, ever seen it. And, of course, we all feared what we saw happening in some other areas, and it's the tornadoes. Yeah, boy, the tornadoes is what you don't want to see, because people forget that it spawns tornadoes as well. So one thing to go through the wall of water, another thing to also deal with these tornadoes that are spun out after that. And, man, just imagine, you know, and here's, this is just beginning. So once this goes through and then you find out what's what, I mean, are there people who didn't survive? What areas are having the worst power outages? The whole, running the whole, basically the whole gamut. And then, on top of it, while this is happening, you're dealing with these tornadoes that I got a note here from Susan, who says, you know, there were tornadoes in Melbourne, Florida, in Jacksonville, Florida, and I've been monitoring them. Kate, you can look them up. In Miami, there were several spawned tornadoes because of this hurricane, and I think people forget and have a false sense of security. There was also a tornado in Tampa Bay. Oof. And boy, that, of course, is the scariest thing to think about, what's about to happen to Tampa. And like as I mentioned, not good in any of those other West Coast cities either, because Fort Myers also was becoming a target area, high winds, ridiculous, waiting for the storm surge, all of that. And I know that there are live cams. I've had some people tell me that there are live cameras that you can look at. I'm going to tell you about those coming up. Especially, I know there's one that you can really get a look at what's for yourself, what's happening in Tampa anyway. But people using pillows, boarding themselves up in areas, getting their candles ready, just knowing full well that, you know, if they don't have batteries, if they don't have candles, if they don't have something else, they're going to be stuck, because this is happening. Some of the surge stuff especially is coming back in the middle of the night, basically, or 2 in the morning. And that's, you know, that's where it's going to be stuck. In Sarasota, in some of the areas in Sarasota, the power went out about 5 hours ago from when you're listening to me. So you just figure the time, and it happened pretty early where the power was out. And, of course, once that happens, then, as I mentioned, that's where you're scrambling to try to get your bearings and find all the things that you assembled, and how long is it going to take for that power to get back up again. All right, I got this one from Jennifer, who says, Kate, I can't tell you how awful it is to watch my family in Florida, because I tried to get them to evacuate, but they wouldn't evacuate, and I don't want to blame them, because now, that now that's too late, and it doesn't do anything to help them. I think the blame game is a very, very big mistake, and there are people that are doing that. I think a lot of people on the West Coast really assumed, based on the models, that they'd be okay, and it would hit mostly the East Coast, perhaps more Miami and the Keys, and turn east and up the coastline in that direction, not going toward Tampa, St. Pete. Well, the one good piece of news is that it is a Cat 2, but it's weakened. So the storm weakened a little bit, but that still doesn't do anything about that storm surge, which is what can be, again, so deadly. And with the wall of water of these expectations and not knowing what that wall of water is going to look like, boy, it makes it really tough to, it really makes it tough to think in your mind, I guess, how you plan for it, unless you completely had evacuated. But I agree, the blame game doesn't help anybody now, because it's over. They're not, now it's about the aftermath, surviving it, and what happens, what does that damage truly look like. We know that, you know, again, the power is going to be out for a while, because there's only so much they can do, and how much you can get to the areas that are buried. And what's very strange is that, the wrath of those that can't do much, like the animals, things you aren't necessarily thinking of. I saw the saddest picture ever that somebody sent me from St. Petersburg, and it was a picture of two manatees who were stranded after Irma sucked the water out of Sarasota Bay. So people, I think, were also posting the pictures, because someone I knew posted it, had seen it, and they, what's great is that a group of people eventually loaded the manatees onto tarps and dragged them into deeper water, so saving them from, I guess, ultimately what would have been death. I don't know how long they could live without being back in the water. And so the assault is not just on human life, but obviously it's on marine life, and think of the other animals, the dogs, the cats, and it's just, wow, record-breaking hits. Record-breaking hits. All right, how about this one from Vince? I have family, and I'm getting this a lot, I have family that live, Kate, in Fort Myers and in Tampa, just like you, and I'll tell you, Fort Myers does not look good. Winds 110 miles an hour. Storm is bashing into Fort Myers. It should move over Tampa Bay around midnight. It's probably already moved there, depending on when you do your mailbag. And they're fearing the worst. Fearing the worst. All right, it's a lot of vulnerability, that's for sure. Woo. They're already talking about what the price tag would be for rebuilding a metro area. And they're thinking Tampa. They're thinking Tampa Bay. Hang with us.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We haven't really heard if Sarasota is a full evacuation area in Sarasota or not, but we got here because we just wanted to make sure we were going to be as safe as possible.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown.
Yeah, Riders of the Storm. Not necessarily wanting to be Riders of the Storm, although they want to survive the storm. And that's pretty much the tales of what we're getting from everybody that's reached out as much as they could before things started to go dark for them. But damage across Florida, hurricane force winds extend really the entire width of the state's peninsula. Think about how big Florida is. I think people forget that. So Irma pounding the state with rain and violent winds and the eerie effect of the crazy draining shorelines that freaks people out, and they don't understand, you know, what's happening. And then some of them taking the chances of trying to take selfies and everything else and putting themselves in a bad situation where they're trying to risk it a little bit with this hurricane spinning toward Tampa at 105 miles an hour. I mean, there's crazy, crazy stats on this hurricane already. Irma is the strongest Atlantic Basin hurricane ever recorded outside of the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean Sea. It spent 3 days as a Cat 5, the longest Cat 5 hurricane since they started tracking this sort of thing with the satellite storm tracking. No storm has maintained winds 185 miles an hour or above for as long as Irma, and, of course, prompting the largest evacuation in the history of many places, the Bahamas certainly one of them. And it really puts it in perspective when you look at the numbers of people that were ordered to evacuate, well over 6 million people in Florida. When you talk about the strength, I mentioned the 185-mile-an-hour winds. When I talk about the percentage of buildings that it's damaged when it's hit as a Cat 5, 95, it's just crazy. And I think the numbers, sadly, are going to go in the wrong direction, although you can't say if the storm has been downgraded no matter what, that's better, of course. The fact that you have so many people in the dark is not good. And the fact that it made a turn, and so there are others at risk, like in Atlanta, they've got tropical storm warnings. The other part of this, of course, is the other side of it, is the travel side. All of the travel that has been halted, I mean, you just think of it, all the travel, thousands of planes that have been canceled, thousands of people that couldn't move from X to Y to Z because of Irma, because of the giant hole, frankly, that Irma has smashed into the middle of air travel, for example. The businesses affected by this, businesses that will be wiped out, and business that was coming to Florida that won't, etc. I mean, wow, the magnitude, it's impossible to just really whip it into words, to be honest. It's just, like the phenomenon of the water disappearing, it's the craziest thing to try to not only track, but to figure out the impacts of it. Yes, the weakening as it's getting to the Tampa St. Pete area is a good thing, but on the other hand, it's, again, I'll say this, as it was explained to me by several people, the problem is the surge. The problem is when it comes back in. Look at Miami, and Miami's a great example of the water washing down the streets, but not even as high as it could be in some of these areas that were talking about, because it could be that much worse. And what a challenge for the people who are going to have to deal with the aftermath and try to put their lives back together. And when you have the amount of homes and areas that will be damaged, and again, there are so many unknowns is the thing. There are just too many unknowns about what will happen in the aftermath and with the surge and with the people who didn't leave and the people who left and who are coming back. The Miami skyline was slammed with 100-mile-an-hour winds. Two cranes fell. They were worried about the cranes because of the buildings on the high-rises, the building that was going on, and they fixed it so that the rigs could spin, in other words, and the cranes could. But they still fell down, two of them, because they were threatening, and you could see it, they were threatening, and then they just, boom, fell over. So it is about what happens when it gets back into the Gulf Coast, and then that water is starting to wash back in. Does that washing back in mean? The Florida governor tried to explain it, as we've tried to explain it too, that the surge could be as high as anywhere from 5 to 12 feet. It would cover your house when we're talking about 12 feet. And the storm surge is a gradual rise in the water level caused by the wind as it gets closer to shore. It increases the water level by sending the waves inland. Winds from the storm push the water back toward the shore, but the water just doesn't come in and go back out. What happens is over amount of time that you'd see this. Each wave comes in, that water slowly begins to accumulate, and it raises the average water level on shore, similar to a tide, until it swallows up a beach or flies over a pier, and it causes flooding, and its course can be worse by the waves that ride in on top of the shore. As it was explained to me, big, small, whatever. The water just doesn't leave. It depends on how much water is pushed ashore. And that watershed, the water could hang around. And that is the greatest threat. That is the greatest threat to life and property. On the southwest coast, they say it could be catastrophic. And I love what the governor said. He said, this is a life-threatening situation. Don't be a hero. Because they knew that this was ultimately the way it was looking, whether it was going to go on the east coast or the west coast. But we're talking about, you know, these hurricane-force winds that hit almost the entire width of the state's peninsula, the damage across Florida. When it's all said and done, how bad is that damage going to be? And there's just nothing but questions and not a lot of answers when it comes to the hurricane. I'll say this, that the people have really banded together to help each other. People got water ahead of time. A lot of people did the things they needed to do if they were going to stay, certainly. Curfews are in effect across the board. Of course, any of these areas affected, you know, whether it was Sarasota or Fort Myers or Tampa, wherever we're talking about, as the storm goes through and before the storm came through, people got water, had access to water, a lot of them, I'm not saying everyone, but a lot of them did, thank goodness, because this is key, having water and having some sort of food or something to eat anyway, and especially with the tornado possibilities, with the surge possibilities, the unknown questions, you're hunkering down. There's no other great word for it. You're just trying to get the hell out of the way, basically. And that's what that means. That what is it I have to do to not get crushed by this wall of water that everybody's scaring me with about how thick it's going to be and what it's going to do and what it's going to wash away in its wake. More on Hurricane Irma pounding the state of Florida. If you hang with us and we continue our coverage, thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.